That won't work. How about if we just do this? I love being a child of God. Amen? Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning comes to us from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me, church? Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words unto us this day. Words that through the wisdom of the ages came to that Apostle Paul. And the occasion presented itself to that church in Ephesus. And through the reminder of the Holy Spirit, he wrote these things that we can read and hear and listen to and enjoy today, right here in this Reimersburg Methodist Church. That Heavenly Father, those words without the move of your Holy Spirit are just empty words. So we pray right now and ask for your Holy Spirit to come. Move upon us. Teach us, lead us, guide us. Help us to know and to understand the truths that you want us to learn this day. And may you be glorified in our learning. And Father God, if it would please you to please help us to preach today, we greatly appreciate that as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your holy name we ask and pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You know, I was thinking about going back to school. And I can remember going to kindergarten. How many of you can remember kindergarten? Do you remember that? Maybe, you know, the first day my mother took me. The second day my mother said, you know the way, you know. Okay, it's on my own. Walked halfway across Franklin to get to school. 9th Street School then became 7th grade, or 7th Street. But I remember more recently going to college. Some of you never went to college. I won't hold that against you, okay? Please don't hold that against me. Anyway, But when I went and taken the courses and everything, yeah, they always insisted. I don't know why. I knew some stuff already, and I thought I knew enough. I wanted to take the graduate level courses, okay? But they said, no. You can't take any of those courses till you take these beginner courses, the 100 series, okay? And if any of you have been there, you know what I'm talking about. And you couldn't take the 200 level courses till you finished the 100 level courses. And you couldn't take the 300, 400, 500 level courses till you finished those below you. And you couldn't take the 500, 600, 700, 800 level courses. You know what I mean? And today I'm preaching on Spiritual Warfare 101. This is the beginning. This is the basics. This is it. If you want to know more, I have up to about level maybe 250, I don't know, 300, whatever in my office. To let you, you know, if you want to know more, I've got plenty of books for you to read. I can guide you on some things. But this is beginning. It's Spiritual Warfare 101. And you know, Paul, you know, he had witnessed different things. He had heard things. And he'd been there at that church in Ephesus and pastored them. He knew what the people were like. He knew what the surrounding community was like, okay? He knew their circumstances. He had shared bread with them and everything. And he's writing to them some wisdom, says, I hear you just didn't get it the first go around, okay? So I want to share some stuff with you that you need to know. If you're going to be a Christian and follow Jesus, you need to know this stuff, okay? And so that's where we're at today. And we're going to start with some basics. Because living to be a Christian, living that Christian life, you have to understand God's Word. And when Jesus came and walked upon this earth, one of the biggest obstacles he had was everywhere he turned, everything he tried to do, the devil was right there nipping at his heels, trying to keep him from doing it. And if you're going to be a Christian, and therefore show your Christian face in this community and whatever community you live in and wherever you go, and to workplace and schools, to Walmart, wherever, okay? Guess who's going to try and stop you from doing that? So you have to know, okay? So number one, being strong in the Lord. Verse 10, it says, be strong in the Lord. It doesn't say be strong on your own, okay? So Randy, I say, don't go. It doesn't mean you have to hit the gym, start pumping iron and all that, okay? It says be strong in the Lord, in Jesus, okay? Understand that. Our strength comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from ourselves. It doesn't come from just us. It comes from God. Okay, so being strong in the Lord means we have to have some of that wisdom of God. I talked to you last week about wisdom, okay? Need more wisdom, read some Proverbs, read the book of Ecclesiastes. This is wisdom from the wisest man ever on the face of the earth. And we had about 300 wives and 700 concubines. I'll never figure that one out. One's plenty. One's enough. But here's some things. Here's some things I wanted to share with you. There's four of them. First one is, there exists, and he is for real, a devil, an evil one. His name, Jesus called him Satan. Okay? He's for real. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And he comes into your life to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he'll do it by whatever means he can. I heard it said once that about deception. It says the strange thing about deception is you don't realize you're being deceived until you've already been deceived, okay? And you come to your senses and say, oh my gosh, I was deceived, okay? So he's so subtle and so sly. And he knows everything about you, just like God knows. The second thing I wanted to share with you in being strong in the Lord is that we are God's creation. We are God's creation. We're His children. We have been born again, reconciled back to God through the shed blood of Jesus on the cross. Amen? Man, that's it. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Know who you are. Know who you are. It's a little handout. The ushers are going to start passing these out right now. Little card, it's a reminder. I've had one of these for many, many, many years. When I first started into ministry, like 26 years ago, one of the first things he led me into was spiritual warfare. I didn't know anything about it. And one of the first things I learned came from this card. This is from author Neil Anderson. Neil Anderson, a good Christian man, but something you need to know about yourself and who you are. So I'm going to wait till the ushers pass this out. We're going to go through just a little bit of it. Okay, and on the card, if you already have it or when you get it, there's three main categories, okay? One at the top, one in the towards the bottom, and then on the back side, it has two sides. The first one says, I am accepted. I am accepted, okay? And then there's a bunch of scripture verses there that tell you who you are in Jesus. And in relationship to God, from John 1:12, the very first one says, I am God's child. Let's read that together. I am God's child. Very good. John 15:15, I am Christ's friend. Romans 5:1. Very good. 1 Corinthians 6:17. I am united with the Lord. I'm one in spirit with Him. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Christ. I belong to God. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 12:27. I'm a member of Christ's body. This is the body of Christ. If you're here, you're here in the name of Jesus. You come seeking Him. You're part of the body. You're part of the body. I'm going to move on down to I am secure. I am secure. Romans 8, 1 and 2. I am free from condemnation. It says, there therefore is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Assured of good things, I cannot be separated from the love of God. At the top on the back, there's one from Philippians 1:6. Let's read that together. I am confident that the good work God has begun in me will be perfected. We are all on a journey. We are not perfect yet. But we're on our way. Amen? We're on our way. There are times when the enemy tries to beat you up and you can get very confused. This will help you out of the confusion. The next main category is I am significant. You are somebody important in the kingdom of God, and I want you to know that. There is no one here today who is insignificant. Matthew 5, 13 and 14, the very first one. I am the salt and light of the earth. John 15, 1 and 5. I'm a branch of the true vine, a channel of His life. And the very last one on the bottom there, Philippians 4:13. Things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, some of these things are so important. There it is. I knew it was here. And this stuff was spiritual warfare. You know, this wasn't just an Apostle Paul thing. This is a Christian thing. We've adopted this. And I don't care if you're part of the Roman Catholic Church. I don't care if you're part of the Russian Orthodox or Eastern Orthodox. I don't care if you're of any denomination of the Protestant faith, including the Baptist Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, it doesn't matter. Everybody who is a Christian makes a profession of faith. A profession of faith, we do that when we join a church. Page 34, you got a hymnal right in front of you? Page 34, right at the top. Right at the top. Because what this is, folks, when we make a profession of faith, what that means is we're going to take a stand with Jesus Christ against the devil. Okay? We recognize that he is real. We want nothing more to do with him and his influences on the world. We're going to stand with Jesus, and we're going to do that forever. And so we stand up and we profess that to the whole church. If you've been sitting long enough and feel like standing, go ahead and stand up if you're able. But pastor will always ask, and ask and says, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Wow. That's something. It says, do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Hallelujah. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. If so, answer, I do. Hallelujah. Your name has just been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know that? Isn't that awesome? You can sit. You can sit. Understanding, being strong in the Lord means understanding. And one of the most important parts that the Apostle Paul shared with that church in Ephesus is that our battle, our spiritual battle, or warfare that takes place is not against flesh and blood. That means each and every one of us. That means our brothers and sisters at the Presbyterian Church, the Church of God, what's the one on the corner? United Church of Christ. Okay. UCC. It's not against any Baptist. It's not against any Lutheran. It's not against the Church of, what's the one I saw in Louisville one time? The 34th Street of Brother James United Church of God. Okay, you know, it's not against any other Christian in this world. In fact, it's not against any other human being because we are children of God. We are part of His creation. All creatures of our God and King. Yeah? We are part of that creation. We are creatures. We are human beings. Our battle is never against each other. We may have differences in what color to paint the walls, what color carpeting to put down, but don't ever let it divide you. We'll have differences of theological understanding. Understand? When I went to seminary, guess what level classes I started with? 100. Okay, let's start over again. You know, and I couldn't jump right in. Guess where my professors were at? 800, 900, you know, they were up there. I eventually got to some 800 level classes, but that took a few years. I didn't start off there. And whenever they would say something that I didn't agree with, I didn't just go, huh, Well, I don't like what you had to say. I'm going over here. I'm going to go to this seminary down the street. That's ridiculous. I just didn't know enough yet. And I share with you, because it's really weighing on my heart, that in February of 2019, we're convening a special general conference to determine where we go as a United Methodist Church. Why? Obviously, someone forgot Spiritual Warfare 101. The only reason we have differences and that we're using them to just butt heads against each other and say, I don't like the way you think. I don't like the way you think. Or the, and then there's a middle group too. Okay, this middle group. Who should we be rebelling against? And taking a stand together against? The devil. Who's trying to divide us that he might conquer us? The devil. That's Spiritual Warfare 101. I have that written down somewhere. The first thing you learn when you go to Annapolis, or you go to West Point, or to go to the Air Force Academy, the first thing, one of the first things they teach you on warfare is divide that you might conquer. If I can get this side over here disagreeing with this side, and this side over here disagreeing with this side, and that side over there, guess what? You're a smaller group now. I can attack and more easily defeat you. And that's exactly what Satan tries to do, and that's exactly what he's trying to do in the United Methodist Church. He's trying to divide us that he might conquer us. And instead, what we should be doing is getting on our knees and praying, saying, Lord, we need a little help down here. The enemy is trying to attack our denomination. One who loves Jesus, one who praises and worships you, and instead what we're doing is we're fighting against each other. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Amen? I want you to turn to somebody and say, you're my brother or sister in Christ and I love you. Can you do that? Just look them right in the eye and do that. Oh, okay, church. A couple things and we'll get you finished up here. We got lots of time. Lord, that clock on the wall, just turn the hands back a little bit. I want to give you some signs that you might be under attack. Because sometimes, I told you deception. It's hard to tell that you're being deceived until you come to an awakening and you go, oh my gosh, what do we do? So some signs that you're under attack, one is division, and I just mentioned that to you. It can be on worldly stuff, theological understandings. You just don't agree on different things, or you interpret the Bible differently. So what? That's warfare. That's divide and conquer. That's a sign that you're under attack. The second thing is lack of peace. That means that you're arguing all the time, you're at odds with people, and when you're driving down the roads, everybody's making you angry and all that stuff. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. If you're losing sleep at night and you're tossing and turning because you're worried and concerned about all kinds of things that are going on in your life and you're wrestling with all kinds of stuff, including this stuff I'm sharing today, it's because the Prince of Peace isn't inhabiting your dreams. You haven't invited him in. Somewhere or another, you got off track a little bit. So the way to do get back on track is to pray, say, Lord, let's get back on track here. I need you in my life. I need you guiding my thoughts. Take those thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ. Peace will come. Arguing will stop. Our defense. Number one, know who you are in Christ Jesus. You're someone special. So is everybody else here in this place. Second thing, don't give the the devil any permission. He's going to try and come at you anyway. He's going to try and make you sick. He's going to try and injure you. He's going to try and discourage you. He's going to try and get into your head, tell you that you can't, you're not good enough, you're not this, you could never do that, you couldn't fill so-and-so's shoes. You don't have to fill their shoes. Fill your own. So if nominations comes and asks you to do something, okay, this might lead into that. You say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? Yeah, remember that. You may not know anything about the job or the role or the position, but just remember, you can do all things through Christ, okay? Obey God's word. And when you mess up, repent. 1 John chapter 1, it talks all about that. And as many times as you mess up, just take it to the Lord. He'll forgive you. It talks about praying in the Spirit. Before I close, I wanted to cover that real briefly. Because I've got a bunch of friends that, you know, when I go to Aldersgate and everything, you know, I'm filled with the Spirit and all this stuff. And some of them, when they pray, they'll pray in a prayer language. Okay, how many of you have a prayer language? Do you have a prayer language? Okay, that's only one. Okay, Lord, we got a bunch of heathens here. They need to learn to have a prayer language. That's a special utterance or communication with God. Only God understands. You may not even know unless he gives you the understanding and the revelation, but it's a prayer language. That doesn't seem fitting for in here, especially if only one understands and knows a prayer language. It wouldn't be right for me to pray in my prayer language because you'd be sitting there saying, what in the world is he doing? He must have been hitting the bottle again. If you went to the picnic last Sunday, you saw me hitting the bottle, okay. Is that water? They call it West Virginia vitamins. Anyway. It says pray in the Spirit. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will take our prayers. So why not ask the Holy Spirit to lead us in prayer? Holy Spirit, you know how to pray and pray things before God. Would you help me to pray? God said he sent him as a helper, right? So let's ask for his help. You're going to pray in the Spirit? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you pray. It's as simple as that. You think you can remember that, folks? Wow. And the last thing I wanted to share with you is trust Jesus. The battle belongs to him, not to us. If you feel you're being beat up, say, Jesus, I need a little help here. I'm trying to hold up this line. I'm trying to shore up this front here, but Jesus, it seems like the enemy's really pushing in. I need a little help. The battle belongs to him. Don't ever try and fight it by yourself. Ever. Ever. Because the enemy knows how to defeat you. And he will. So ask for help. Trust Jesus. He'll be there. Amen? Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words of wisdom for us today. All too many times we get caught up in stuff of this world and we forget that we are not of this world anymore. We're of a heavenly place. And because we forget, then we start to point fingers. We don't like what somebody says or what somebody does, and so we take up sides. And then we try and pull others into our thinking, our way of thinking, and pull them onto our side. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray right now for more of Jesus. Would you come, Lord Jesus, into our lives afresh and anew? We have made a profession of faith here in your presence this day. We choose to stand with you against all the devil's schemes and all this stuff of the world. Help us to be set apart that we might be recognized as your children and others might see and be drawn unto you through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and join our